we live.
Who he is, we the bros, number one fantasy show.
It's better, Avo.
It's better, Avo. It is.
It's just out of mine's like this.
Ah, yours is like that. That's real. Hey, good shit, bro.
We on go.
Oh, yeah. And what you playing for? What's good? What's good? It's your boy DJ Avo, and this is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 195, I think. Who knows? Let's go, but we back, and we back.
We back, feeling and looking good. Hey, what's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 139. This is where you come for your fantasy football needs and to chop it up about the latest NFL news. I'm Dynasty Bro Dot, here with my co-brother.
Dynasty Bro Vic, man. I thought it was 140.
Oh, I did just say it was 140, and I jumped 139 because I wanted to make sure Avo didn't say 139. I literally just said it was 140.
My bad.
Well, I wrote it in the description, right?
All right, we good, hey,
man. We straight. Dude.
Long as the paperwork right, man. What we say? That's what T.I. said, right? Long as the paperwork is right, you can say anything on camera. Shout out to T.I. and Boosie. Old niggas just be beefing.
And Charleston.
And Charleston. Vic wanted to go see him when he came in town, man.
I was so confused.
I was going to go, man.
I said, what's he going to do?
Talk.
He's funny, bro.
Hey, look, it's been a minute, but we back, man. We back with the flavor, man. We missed y'all. Hope y'all missed us. It's a lot of stuff going on right now in the NFL, man. We're right in the middle of free agency and dealing with these guys being re-signed and all of that, man. So I'm excited to talk about some of that news. And the combine just ended in our city, so I'm excited to talk about that. What we're gonna do is talk some free agency and combine quarterbacks. That's what we're gonna do today, man. And it's throughout the week, throughout the next few weeks, we'll be able to walk it down combine positions. So I'm excited to get into all of that, bro. So it's been a minute, man. Somebody tell me something new. What's going on, Vic? Man, you got anything to promo? Anything you're doing right now?
I'm working, man. Working on some things, so I'm not really to
some teams.
Okay,
I'm working on some teams.
I'm gonna ask you again when it's time. Yeah, when it's time to release, I will bring you back here again, man. We hear the promo. We ain't gotta do it right now.
Yeah, man. But I do want to promo your belt that's sitting in the background, hey, man. So they finally handed it over. Shout out to my guy Ely.
You want to hear something trifling?
What?
I completely forgot that I won that. The way fantasy ended that week, man. It was too much going on. I couldn't even enjoy the last week. I'm not going to even lie, bro.
Nah, I'm with you, man. But, hey, you took home the redraft league. So, we got a belt, man, in the background until it's over, man.
Come
so,
get it. Come get it back in blood.
He got the most wanted.
Yeah, come get it back in blood.
You know where it's at when you grab that most wanted?
Yeah, facts. All right, but yeah, that's how we get.
Shout out to my Warzone guys.
Avo, how you been? It's been a minute. Yeah, everything good your way? Good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm excited. I will be definitely. Avo Radio will be live on Thursdays. I'll let y'all know exactly the date, but we definitely getting everything set up and getting ready for that. I'm excited.
All right, and we have moved to a new studio, man. So
y'all can see my shoes.
We had to upgrade.
Everything looked bigger. Everything looked brighter. Look at us, man. Skin flourishing. We doing good.
That's why
man.
We was gone. We was, you know.
Yeah, upgrade.
don't be shocked as things change before next season. That's all we say.
I just smacked my microphone. Upgrade. But nah, man, let's get busy. Look, we got the closing. We get to get into – it's been a minute. I know it's a lot of news going on. What other way to hear the news – the Hood TMZ, what's the word, brought to you by Dynasty Bro Vic. It's been a minute, man. I don't know if you ready. How you ready, bro?
I'm ready, but I got one question.
Okay, let's I got an answer.
And I know we live.
Are we live?
Are we capturing the audio in the other tool? Or does that even matter?
I don't even think it matters.
All right, bet. Then it don't matter. All right.
Let's get busy.
But either way, man, we're coming off our hiatus. You know, I had to take Black History Month off.
Low key. And clear our head, man. We was doing some self-work, man.
Yeah, nah, it's much needed, man. But let's get to the what's the word, man. And I'm just going to put it out there right now. The Jackson State news may or may not be winding down. The Jackson State news may or may be winding.
And we may or may not be sad, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm following Coach Prime, and it is what it is, man.
It's going to start being Colorado news.
The Colorado news.
Colorado news
year.
Out here, boy.
Go Buffaloes, man. So that's what it is, man.
Somebody got to do it, bro.
Hey, I'm just letting them know, like, hey, Yeah, man. But for today, we are focused on these QBs, man. So NFL free agency. Let's get into first QB, Derek Carr, man. He actually just signed a deal, 4 years, $150 million with the New Orleans Saints. So they locked in their QB.
Yeah, he was probably the best, like, official free agent QB name. There's a lot of guys that are still signed that, you know, might get traded or might get released and be able to shop in the market. But he was the biggest, like, best quarterback name, technically. So he kind of went first. And how do you feel about the Saints, man? They went from Jameis Winston early, got banged up, to Andy Dalton. How much of an upgrade do you think this is? I know everybody's loving Chris Olave going into his second year. You know, Shaheen started to play good at the end. You know, I don't know. How do you feel? You think they need some more weapons? Clearly, I trust them going forward. They gave them 4 years. So what do you think is going to happen right now, especially with Derek Carr?
Yeah, it's a slight upgrade from Dalton and Jameis. And we already know what Derek Carr does. He locks in on his favorite target. So it's going to be up for Olave. Now, the question that I have is it going to be Trotman at the tight end spot or Juwan Johnson? You know, of course, Johnson has shown, you know, he's capable, right? So, but we already know, man, Derek Carr, he's going to lock in on his primary target, and then his 1B, you know, is usually that tight end. But he does have Alvin Kamara, most likely pending the suspension.
I was about to say, does he?
Yeah. But overall, slight upgrade for that offense. Definitely want some Chris Olave this year. But my question to you, as far as dynasty, you know, do you still like Derek Carr in dynasty at this point?
Here's the thing, man. I think it's just at the point where Derek Carr is just, he's not going to win your league in fantasy or in real life. I guess he's a solid QB2, man. He does have some pieces I like. I will say this. I think I like him because of, you know, that system with the Saints. They always have a decent tight end as long as there's a decent quarterback. And Derek Carr has been able to keep a lot of tight ends relevant over the past few years. So whether it's Trotman, whether it's, you know, Juwan, I think one of them are going to be good. And, you know, the ascension of those two rookie receivers from last year. I'm excited to see what he can do, even though he just really came from a nice situation with some receivers. But maybe his time was past, but I'm not going to go invest in no Derek Carr.
All right, man, let's keep it pushing, man. Another QB, man, let's go to New York. So Daniel Jones locked in a 4-year deal, $160 million, $94 million guaranteed, man. So that means they had the franchise tag Saquon Barkley, but Daniel Jones got paid. How do you feel about that?
I mean, you got to pay your quarterback right, especially if you're not in a situation where you're going to be able to get one in the draft. You just got to pay your guy. It's hard to have a quarterback, and he took you to the playoffs and won a playoff game. I mean, you know, and he did it this year. Contract year make you show out a little bit. So he got paid. I feel like everybody just expected he was going to get paid. That's another guy I'm probably not investing in. I don't care how much I don't think I want a guy who's going to throw for 15 touchdowns, bro. That's horrible.
It is, man. But you know what? It's crazy that sounds. I think I still would rather have Daniel Jones over Derek Carr.
Yeah,
just giving the rushing chops. Upside. Yeah, rushing upside. But we don't spend too much time there. So shout out to the Giants, and they got a hell of a coach, head coach, coach the ball. So
shout out to Dayball.
He's doing his thing. All right, man. So with all this money moving around, Baltimore Ravens look, you know, a little funny right now. So
facts.
They gave Lamar Jackson the non-exclusive tag. So what that means is he can go shop, and pretty much if he's presented an offer, the Baltimore Ravens have the opportunity to match it, or they get 2 first-round picks, man. So how do you feel about that situation?
The Jets better put their money where their mouth is, man.
Terrible GMing.
Terrible GMing. You gave them the situation to be able to go talk to other people. And if you don't like want to match what he gets, it's cool that you can match. But if you really don't want to match, I think somebody's going to give him the contract he wants. You're only going to walk away with 2 first-round picks. And we kind of talked about it earlier. And I guess I understand saying, hey, I will take 2 first-round picks. But if you just really went out and did a full-out trade, you're going to get those first-round picks plus. That's why I just think it's an awkward situation, man. So we'll see how it goes. I'm excited, though, that they did that because we get to see Lamar go shop and get what he deserves.
Yeah, it's an awkward situation. Even if Baltimore ends up matching, it's almost like you let your guy walk halfway out the door just to bring him back. So how much, you know, loyalty is there at that point, right? It's trust is pretty much tainted at that point. So curious to see what shakes out for Lamar Jackson. We're hearing that Atlanta's not making any moves, and also at least on the Lamar situation, also Jets. I'm looking at the Colts, but we already know a lot of fans want the Colts to build through the draft, and we're probably gonna get a QB in the draft. But all in all, man, curious to see how this shakes out for Lamar Jackson. So it's about to get interesting.
So regardless, this is his last year in Baltimore.
Nah,
and I mean that as in because they tag him again.
Yeah, they can keep franchising.
Oh, okay.
But that's why he can play the sit out game.
Gotcha.
I mean, he played the sit out game this year.
He's not reporting and all that good stuff. So
yeah,
I got you.
Shout out to the Colts. Colts need to do something like that. Not like an old retread quarterback, like a young quarterback in his prime. That would be nice.
Yeah, and the reason why I like Lamar with the Colts, man, I mean, JT, his ankle's been banged up a little bit past couple seasons. Looks like he needs a little bit of surgery, man, honestly. But if he doesn't get that, I figure Jackson and Taylor can take the load off each other, man, in rushing games. So
that would be nice. And you don't require a lot from him, man, because, you know, the same way they don't require a lot from him in Baltimore because they have a strong rushing game. We have a strong running game. And I think our offensive line is – I think we'll bounce back this year. It was kind of banged up last year. We'll go back to being, you know, top 10 offensive line this year. I'm excited about that.
All right, man. Last QB, Mr. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my God.
So the New York Jets are interested, but guess what? They had to fly out to see Aaron. Aaron didn't come see them. We had combine going on, and a lot of players, a lot of free agents flew in, no matter what position, sit down with all these teams while they're all in one spot. And Rodgers let all that noise clear. And guess what, Jets? Hop on that jet. Come see me out in Wyoming or Montana, wherever I'm at. Remote location, man. But Packers want him gone, man. So how do you feel about Aaron Rodgers? Should he be a New York Jet?
I really would like for Lamar to go to the Jets. I hope they just say, you know, we would rather have Lamar. Just never thought this opening would happen. And then it kind of just leave Aaron Rodgers to either go somewhere trash or go back to Green Bay, and it'd kind of be funny in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think Aaron would go to Vegas, team back up with Devontae Adams.
He would have to.
All right, so we'll see. Anything else for What's the Word, man, you want to hit on?
Do you see a spot where Jimmy Garoppolo can go? I think he's like the last, like, just name out there. Oh, Geno got his deal, bro. We can't play
man.
Geno. We can't play Geno.
Come on, man.
But he just got paid. He got paid today, though, man. So shout out to Geno. Okay. He got a 3-year contract. I think he's in a good situation because even if they do choose to draft, I would love for them to get Anthony Richardson, bro. And just, I guess that's something that we're going to talk about later. My bad.
Yeah. So Geno, 3-year deal, $105 million.
Get the bag, bro.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Geno.
He deserves everything he got.
Yeah, he's definitely balling in Seattle. So, yeah, man, it's like all the guys who we weren't expecting to get paid got paid this year.
Facts.
And the market just keeps going up and up and up. And Deshaun Watson reset the QB market. So that's where we at right now. So
everybody go get your money.
Yeah, man. Oh, but you know what's crazy about the Lamar situation that I didn't mention?
Let's go.
Danny Dimes. He's getting $40 million a year with the franchise tag. Lamar would only get $32 million. That's crazy. Daniel Jones and Derek Carr make more money than Lamar.
Yeah, that's just because
the season.
That's just because that non-exclusive tag they gave him. It's cheaper than the regular franchise tag. Yeah. So, yeah, man. But we know he's gonna get a deal tonight.
All right, man. Anything else for What's the Word?
And then I feel like I should keep my phone up just in case I get a notification about Lamar, man. That would be dope. Ava, we might have you check in every 20 minutes.
Come
Ava.
On, man. I got you.
All right, bet. All right. Well, let's move on now. That's all I got, bro. I ain't got nothing.
All right, man. Before we get to the main topic, DJ Ava.
You're,
I know it's been a minute. It's been a month.
Been a couple minutes. I ain't gonna lie.
Some change, but
hang
hey, we back.
On, let me get it up.
We took off Black History Month.
I kind of like that though.
Bro, we're not supposed to be working on Black History Month, bro.
It's the shortest month.
Yeah, after Super Bowl, we're supposed to take Black History Month off, bro.
Yeah.
Big facts.
Honestly, though, I feel recharged, man, coming off the long season, that week-to-week grind. So off-season's here, man, and it's the fun part about Dynasty into these rookie drafts, NFL drafts. So, yeah,
sure.
I'm ready to take all that on. But DJ Ava, where can the people follow you at?
Look, man, catch me on Twitch. That's where I need y'all to follow me. Yeah, hop on Twitch. Type in DJ AVO 633. DJ AVO 633. I had to change it up, you know, because that's what I do. I like to change it up. Hey, yo, Dot. Where can we follow you at, bro?
Hey, follow me at Dynasty Bro Dot on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the main Instagram page, Dynasty Bros FF. Follow the YouTube page, Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, man. Just trying to go up with the numbers in there and just getting back into this video and the week-to-week grind. Hey, Vic, where can we follow you at, my brother?
Chief Sosa FF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, and done with that Warzone smoke.
Ooh. I see y'all been killing it in the chat, man.
That's the Activision, Chief Sosa FF.
I gave my PlayStation to my cousin.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, actually, man. I scaled back on the gaming too. I don't even play Madden no more.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, it's that bad. Nah, but it's all good, though. I've been productive outside of that, so it worked out.
They miss you, bro.
Yeah, man. Nah, but hey, Chief Sosa FF, and also be sure to subscribe to the pod where you're listening, Dynasty Bros FF.
Tell a friend to tell a friend with that one hand to get that one hand in the air, and then put it down on the keyboard. Follow us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how we do.
All right, Dot, man, what are we talking about, man? Main topic.
We are going to get into the NFL Combine, but we're going to break it down positionally for the next few weeks while we're here. We're going to start with the quarterbacks, man. If you know, you go to anybody's board or you go hear anybody talking right now, there's a big four right now. There's a couple more after that we'll get to talk about that are interesting, you know, whether from the Senior Bowl or whether it be from the National Championship team. It's crazy. I guess we'll talk about that when we get to him. But nah, man, there's a big four and then a couple more we'll touch on, man. What we're going to do, we're going to talk like, I guess, your ranking of these guys. And then maybe if you have an ideal situation of like a team that you want to see them go to and little things like that, maybe how you feel about them, you know, their athleticism or how they did at the combine or their college situation, all of that, man. You'll just have the floor to talk about these guys. And that's what we're going to do.
I'm with all that, man. And before we get into that, I did have a chance to go to the combine this weekend.
I'm so jealous.
But it was short-lived, man. I brought nephew out, man. He's 13. He got bored, man. So, I mean, I got to see Richardson warm up. I got to see throw some passes.
Really? CJ.
Nah. So I saw Stetson, Bennett, and who else? I saw the first group because they break them up in halves, basically, based on last name. So Bennett, I saw him throw.
Well, Bryce ain't even throws.
So. Right. So I did get to see Richardson warm up, man, and athleticism is crazy. So I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to dive into that yet. But he got bored, man. So I took him home and enjoyed the rest of it from the crib. But it's all good, man. We still can talk about these quarterbacks because we know what's up. So let's start with Bryce Young, man.
All right. Let's get busy.
Right, man. So look. You already know, man. Comes from Alabama. Pro-style offense, right? So last season, over 3,000 yards, 32 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. But here's where I want to look at the measurements. And I want to put up the combine measurements because, you know, football, you know, when you're at your school, they give you about 2, 3, 4 inches, right?
Hey, your boy was 6 foot.
Hey,
is that wild.
Is that with the no bull shoes or without six?
Hey, man, I was 6 foot.
So let me tell you this. Measurement wise, he actually measured in at 5'10". But it's promising to see him hit over 200 pounds. So weighed in at 204.
How much of that is water weight? About 3 pounds.
He's probably really on a 200. Regular day. He probably about 197, 196.
I know, man. He found a sweet spot for that weekend, man.
Yeah. It's all good, though, because he's about to get drafted, and they're going to put him on that pro diet. I'm sure they give him an extra 5 to 10 pounds in the right way. So
that'd be nice.
But how do you feel about Bryce, man, as far as coming in under six foot?
I ain't going to lie, man. Watching Bryce, man, and this is a guy who I think played with probably the worst supporting cast Alabama has had in years. And he still went out there and made them a contender and made plays with the weapons he had. I'm not concerned with his height and his weight because he played in the SEC with the big teams and he took those hits and he made those plays and he worked well in and out of the pocket with guys that are going to the league. First round draft picks. So, I think he's the most talented and gifted as just a natural quarterback, like passer, the way he can read the pocket, work his way in the pocket, and knows when to scramble. I think his arm is amazing. It sucks that he is small, but I think, in my opinion, if I was a GM, I wouldn't let that make or break me. He's my number one NFL quarterback. If I had the one-on-one in the NFL, I would take him. He's not my one-on-one in fantasy drafts, though. He's my actual second favorite quarterback. And then if, like, if, you know, Bijan went off the board, if it was super flex, bro, I would probably scoot back, because I think my number one quarterback, I could probably get 2-3. I don't know if he's anybody else's number one quarterback. Maybe we'll see.
Gotcha. Hey, I align with everything you said, and he's the most composed and also smart. That's what it comes down to. He reminds me of a Drew Brees. That's the vibe I get. Of course, yeah, more mobile in the pocket, but that's just the vibe I get given the size. But like you said, man, played in the SEC, junior NFL, so really no concerns. I do see him going first off the board.
Me too.
Even though, at least in the NFL draft. Well, as far as Dynasty, I don't see him going first off the board. So I would have liked to see him throw at the combine. And I know the combine is, you know, it's just metrics and testing. That stuff matters, because I like to see him throw to a crop of wide receivers who he has no chemistry with. So I just want to see how does that play out.
In his defense, he pretty much had a whole crop of receivers he never played with, all those transfers and, you know, young guys. Just literally, he didn't have any guys from the year before that rolled over into this year.
Yeah.
But they still have rapport, you know.
It's different, though, when you roll in Indianapolis for 2 days and you got to throw with these guys. I just want to see what that looked like, just on the fly. But that doesn't make or break you either. But it still would be good to see. But, Abel, you had a question?
Why are you guys not as high as him on him? Because he's not like an actual mobile quarterback.
No, well, you mean like in fantasy?
Yeah, in fantasy.
In real life, I love him because I think he's the most pro ready. Like, you can put him in first game of the season. But in fantasy, I want to see the most upside. I want a guy that can be, you know, Drew Brees is the highest upside potential that you can call him, and you have to have 5,000 yard, 40 touchdown seasons all the time to be that relevant, you know, without being one of the most mobile guys. But we just talk about Daniel Jones being a top 10 quarterback. He threw 15 damn touchdowns. That sucks in fantasy, but in fantasy it doesn't suck at the same time. So there's a couple guys that are physically, you know, bigger than him, or, you know, more athletic and faster. They just are prototypical guys you want in fantasy, because they can get these numbers without a lot of pass accolades.
Yeah, and I feel like Bryce in the league is gonna be a really good quarterback, but I feel like that's his ceiling, a really good quarterback. So it's almost like, is there any more room to grow with his game? Like, his game is just on point all across the board. How much elevation can he have outside of that? Whereas a guy like CJ Stroud, who we're gonna roll into now, feel like he hasn't even reached his ceiling at his peak, but the traits are there. So let's talk about CJ Stroud, quarterback from Ohio State. Last season, 3,600 yards, 41 TDs, 6 interceptions, man. So how do you feel about CJ?
I love CJ too. That's what's crazy, man. I think CJ is poised. I think he's not one of those products of he just had good receivers. He made those receivers look as good, at just as good as they actually are talent-wise. He put the ball on the money, man, like all the damn time, man. Like, and you got to give him the credit for that. So I know it was good against, I know they took an L against Georgia, but it was good to see him being very mobile the last game of the season. And I know a lot of people were worried about that. So it just shows that, you know, if he has that kind of game plan and that leeway, I do think Ohio State puts a lot of their quarterbacks in, like, they not hinder them, but they hold them back a little bit. Like, they don't let them be the free will that they can be, or they just try to play into the role of, you know, the style of quarterback they want. They got so many weapons, just, you know, just throw it all over the field. But I think he has the ability to move around and be a mobile quarterback too. And with that being said, I know he's more mobile than Bryce, in my opinion, and he's bigger than Bryce, but he's actually my QB3 in fantasy.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I'm going out the window with my QB1, man, because I'm shooting for the stars at this point, bro, if I'm going to take me a quarterback.
It's cool. I'm going to jump out the window and say he shouldn't be number 3 because he went to Ohio State. He should be lower.
Damn.
Well,
that's how Vic used to
say. Hey, shout out to Clear. Shout out to Clear B. I got you, bro.
Well,
I got you.
Hey, first, let me give you his measurements from the combine. 6'3", 214. So that's prototypical size for NFL QB. I know in the past I've had this narrative that I don't really like Ohio State quarterbacks. They just haven't transitioned well into the league. But coming off this debacle we've had with the Colts, man, I love having CJ Stroud in the Colts jersey, man. So And also, we're seeing Justin Fields flash for the Chicago Bears. So, really, man, we're also learning, too, and we're seeing it play out. It comes down to coaching, man. If you're tied to the right coach, a offensive mind who puts their QBs in the best situations based on their skill sets, that's all that matters. So, for me, fantasy-wise, I'm taking Stroud. But NFL-wise, I see Stroud coming off the board as the number two quarterback.
Yeah, he's I've just talked fantasy. He is my number two quarterback in the NFL, too. It's yeah. Bryson and CJ.
But from a passer standpoint, man, pure passer, man. Like, his, you know, when he throws the ball, it's a work of art, man. So, fleet of wide receivers, man. So, he's thrown to, you know, Jackson, Smith, and Jigba, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson. Like, he's a pro-style quarterback at the end of the day. So, he's ready to go. So I'm not mad at it, man. I do see CJ being the second QB taken off the board. So
he will be in the NFL. Even with, you know, how this next guy tested, I still think those are going to be the first two guys taken in the NFL.
All right, man. Let's talk about the next guy then.
Yeah, let's talk about my number one QB in fantasy,
Anthony Richardson. So sophomore QB out of Florida. Athletic freak, man. He had the best numbers for a QB prospect ever. So 6'4". He actually weighed in at 244. He ran a 4.4. Vertical was a 40-inch.
Yeah, Avo, keep listening.
Man, he's just literally like just an athlete. Now, of course, when you put on the tape, people do talk about, you know, accuracy concerns. Yeah. But he's an athlete, meaning like he can break a 70-yarder run and have defenders bounce off of him. So
stiff arm three people to the ground like Derrick Henry. Yeah. Jump over one.
He's a true boom or bust prospect. That's what it comes down to. So are you gambling? Because, like, hey, if he hits, you hit the jackpot, but you can also miss. So how do you feel about Anthony Richardson?
I love him. I think in an actual NFL, I think he needs to be the fourth QB taken. I'm not the biggest, you know, we'll talk Will Levis in a second, but I'm not the biggest Will Levis fan, too, but I think he's more quarterback. I think he's more NFL ready than what Anthony Richardson is. But, dude, who wouldn't want the chance to, you know, we fall in love with these guys like Josh Allen. And just remember what Josh Allen was before he finally found somebody to help him grow as a quarterback. Think about, you know, I call Cam Newton one of the most inaccurate quarterbacks I ever seen in my life. But think about how fantasy relevant he was. And this guy, they can't hold his water when it comes to athleticism. So, I just want the shot at that guy. Like, I'm sitting here at the 103 in one of these leagues, and there's a high chance where he might not even start this year, but I still want him on my team for that upside. And I really think something like Seattle, they have two first-round picks, just signed Geno. You know, they like projects. They had Russell Wilson, who was his opposite, but he was a smaller guy before small quarterbacks were super relevant. After Drew, and I think Pete Carroll doesn't mind working with projects, and I think that'll give him a chance to sit back and learn. But behind a guy who kind of has the same style of play, Geno can run a little bit, and I want something like that to happen because I don't want them to take his upside for granted. Any NFL team, so hopefully he goes to a team that's going to let him sit and develop into a very good quarterback. But I like him, man. In fantasy, he's my number one dynasty quarterback. I mean, well, this year in the rookie draft.
So I'll say this. I like to see Richardson go to the Titans. And I know they just took Malik Willis, but you're hearing trade rumors about Derrick Henry. They just need to rebuild that entire offense. So I like to see him go to the Titans. That's just me. But, and I know there are, you know, some other places where he could go. But to me, you still stick to the process. NFL-wise, he should be the third prospect off the board, just given the boom bust potential.
Yeah, facts.
But you got to stick to the process. Like Bryce and Stroud been the top two guys all year, so why deviate from that? And even from a dynasty rookie draft perspective, even, you know, I stick to that same approach, just because if you need a QB, especially super flex, you don't want to miss. But it is a hell of a payday if Anthony Richardson hits. So I do feel he should be the third QB off the board, just given the numbers, the metrics, the upside, the potential. And that's why we draft every year. And that's why in the NFL draft, you got seven picks. If you ain't traded them all, you're going to miss on some. But why not try to hit the jackpot here? So, yeah, I can see Richardson going in the being a day two picks.
Well, him going to Tennessee, is that with Tannehill there one more year? Is that with Richardson starting off the bat? I think his NFL career is pretty much over if they start him week one anywhere.
Over?
I don't think he has.
He's ready? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to go out. That's a mental thing, bro. If you go out there and just play that bad, I think he's that bad right now when it comes to.
No, I got
like,
you.
Like, I'm not even, like, for real. Go check his tape, and, you know, you never know what kind of hurdles people can go through. But you remember how I talked to you about Jalen Hurts and how concerned I was for his future before he took that next leap?
Yeah.
Richardson is way worse than that when it comes to, like, accuracy and decision-making. Because actually Jalen Hurts was actually pretty decent in college. I was just nitpicking on accuracy, but he still made the big plays and shit with his arm when he needed to. I don't know, man. I at this point, I'm just shooting for upside. I like those other two guys. Like I said, in the NFL, I think they're ready now, but I don't think the Kirk Cousins and Derek Carrs of the world ever win you your fantasy championship. And I don't think those two guys are like the Joe Burrows of the world either.
Yeah.
Well, I think Bryce is, but Bryce is little. I think Bryce, man, Bryce is so fucking good. Man, he's my number one. Bryce my number two. CJ my number three in fantasy.
Hey, I ain't mad at it. Let's roll into the fourth guy, Will Levis. Actually, I did see him throw. I know I threw out Stetson Bennett. I couldn't think of the other guy I saw through before nephew made me get up out of there. But it was Will Levis, quarterback out of Kentucky. I know there's some interest there from the Colts. I know everyone wants the next Josh Allen. And I thought about it. But let me get to the stats. Last year, 2,400 yards, 19 TDs, 10 interceptions. Dealt with some injuries, but everyone wants the next Josh Allen, right? And then when you look at Anthony Richardson, he's being compared to the next Cam Newton with a higher ceiling. And I look at it like this. Do you really want the next Josh Allen? Josh Allen hasn't even gone to the Super Bowl. Cam Newton has gone to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? From an NFL perspective. So we'll see. But from a fantasy dynasty perspective, I do want Josh Allen over Cam. That's where the dilemma comes in, right? Yeah. But in this situation, give me Anthony Richardson or over Levis, Will Levis.
Facts. I like Will Levis. I think his 2021 season was way better than his 2022 season. And I do like the leadership in him to talk about how the transition from year to year was crazy. He lost a couple of his weapons, Wandale. He lost a lot of guys on the offensive line through the draft and banged up injuries. It was just a completely different situation this year. I still do think a real good quarterback's supposed to still win you more games than the situation sometimes. So I can't fault him, but you know, I see his arm sometimes is big, and you know, his athleticism isn't bad for his size. I do like his size. It's very prototypical for the NFL. He's going to be my fourth quarterback in the NFL and in fantasy. But honestly, though, he's more NFL week one ready than Anthony Richardson is, even though I think I would still rather shoot for the stars and have Anthony Richardson in the NFL draft too.
All right, and of course, at the combine, measured in at 6'4", 229. Definitely like his composure. He has those leadership qualities. Like he showed it, man, and you can tell he's a team guy. Just even with his interviews, he was talking about just the guys he was, you know, competing against, really. Just having a good time. Now, a question I got for you, man. Do the Colts move up to grab Bryce or Stroud, or do they just take the third or fourth best guy? Because you got teams like Carolina.
I would hate for the NFL to take Levis or Richardson, bro. I don't think the Colts are close enough to a win now team if they get the right piece.
That's why I wanted Lamar.
Yeah, I think it would be smart if they went to get a Lamar, but it would be, I think either one of those top two quarterbacks would be real good for the Colts. I think you like to have CJ a little bit more off size. Is that your opinion?
Yeah, size.
But I would love Bryce. I just think he's just gifted as a quarterback.
He is. You can't go wrong either way. All right, a couple QBs we're gonna hit on, not spend too much time. Stetson Bennett, I know he won a couple championships at Georgia. Look, man, last year, 4,000 yards, 27 TDs, 7 interceptions. I'm going to say it, 5'11", 190. I just don't see him as an NFL quarterback.
Bro, he's 25 years old, bro.
So is the next guy, Hendon Hooker, man.
That's my issue, man. Like, I want no 25-year-old guy that wasn't dominating. Like at 20, I guess Stetson Bennett was dominating. Let me take that back. I don't want a 25-year-old that didn't look like he was picking on kids. That's what I feel like it should have looked like. And I feel like a lot of Stetson's, you know, success was he literally just had the best team all the way around. His defense was nuts. His offensive weapons were just perfect. They fit well. I don't know, man. It didn't feel like the Joe Burrow year when Joe Burrow was old and he had all those just weapons. Dominating. Yeah.
Didn't feel like the Chris Winkie year. I'm just kidding. I took it way back. Florida. Did he play Florida State?
Chris Winkie, man.
Who was the Oklahoma QB that was old as hell? Forgot his name. Damn. You know who you are.
Yeah, old nigga.
All right, man, let's keep it pushing, man. Another older guy, Hendon Hooker, man. Tennessee Vols QB, 6'4", 218. He was balling, bro, and then he got hurt. I will say this. This is a guy I am watching in Superflex League, especially in, like, third round.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind taking a shot on Hendon Hooker.
In Superflex Leagues, you got to, you know, once those, you know, those skill positions start to go and you just shooting shots at third string receivers on these NFL teams, you got to shoot the shot on the – you know, the super flex guys, man, you always want the premium position. So, hell yeah, I'm shooting my shot. Hendon Hooker is the fifth QB. I think he actually can be a quarterback in the NFL. Might take some time. It's a development, too. He's definitely going to be a good backup for a team, no matter what, waiting for his chance. I don't think Stetson's going to be in the NFL at all.
He's going to make a roster. I just don't see him. Yeah. Stetson will make a roster, but he's not going to be a Brock Purdy.
Hell nah, bro. He's barely making a roster too.
Yeah. All right, man. That's all I got, man. Anything else on these QBs?
You have, if it's not Lamar, I'm gonna ask one more time. You would love to see CJ go to the Colts?
Yeah, if it's not Lamar, CJ, then Bryce, then Richardson.
Okay, I ain't mad at that. I'm mad. Do you think the Colts need to just take it on the chin and scoot up to 1-on-1?
I think they should, man. Like
me too.
Like, we've had a Peyton Manning, we've had an Andrew Luck. All this scooting back shit hasn't panned out over the years, so it's time to switch it up and scoot up. Like, right. Switch it up. If we're gonna go young, get a QB, we're gonna stop, you know, dating these older quarterbacks. Let's just change our process all around. So scoot up, get your guy.
Facts. All right, that's fire. Avo, anything about quarterbacks?
I don't trust these Ohio State quarterbacks.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
But I still got Justin Fields, and I refuse to trade him. So, also that. But
hey.
Yeah.
If it helps, I'm starting to come around on him, man. So, Fields, you know, we saw the flash, and then C.J. Stroud. I'm excited, man. So, I'm starting to change my narrative and my mindset. So, I'm open to the Ohio State quarterback, starting with Justin Fields. Forward.
I was a Fields guy, so I don't got
to
change
and
my
also,
mind.
Also, to the NFL, quit tripping off people's heights, man. If they can play ball, they can play ball. I understand it's important for some things, but also, as long as he's not like 5'5 as a QB, I think he's all right. He's probably going to be solid.
The day we see a 5'5 QB, shit going to be wild, bro.
I'm just saying, man. I always hear a lot of talk like that. A lot of talk like that. I'm tired of hearing it.
Tired. All right, look, what we're going to do, we're going to get into the closing to say something good to the people, and it's been a minute, so I'm excited to be able to do this. Like I said, man, it's been about a month, maybe a tad bit long. Some
a good
weeks.
Month.
Yeah, man. But I want to say thank y'all for putting up with us and our week-to-week craziness. But our facts, though, everything's efficient with the NFL speak. And, you know, I enjoy doing this, man. I called Vic, and I was just like, yeah, he been hitting me up, making sure that we were doing. I hit him up, and was like, bro, I really need an episode. I need a break from everything right now. And this always feels like that, to be able to link up with the homies and just talk about a sport that we love. So just 2023, making it the best year. You know, stay prayed up, work hard, look out for yourself, look out for your family, man. Check in on your people, let them know you love them. And don't let this year slip by, man. Like I said, it's already March. And it feel like the year just started. If y'all don't feel like that, then I need to know what y'all day-to-days are feeling like. But yeah, man, don't let 2023 slip by, man. You know, make it your best year yet. Who wanna go next?
Okay. Hey, I'm gonna kind of echo off you, man. Hey, this is the year to go for any goal you have or dreams, or if you want to reset and take a different path, like now's the time to do that, man. So no more waiting. Just go for it. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, man. I'm on a life-altering path right now, man, in terms of building out the future I want, right? You know, for me and my family. So, yeah, man, sometimes you just got to buckle down and bet on yourself, man. So that's what it is. So, yeah.
Big facts. I just got to say, hey, yo, shout out to my niece. Shout out to Alex. I'm very proud of you. She just had her child today. So, you know, I'm a great uncle again. I got a lot of nieces and nephews, so shout out to her. To everybody that's been wondering if you should go for it, go for it. If you needed a little confirmation, I got you. Just go for it. Whatever that thing is you've been waiting to do, just do it. If you want to know how to do it, don't worry about how to do it. Just start doing it, and you'll figure out how to do it, I promise. But other than that, man, that's it. Just stay up, stay prayed up, stay working hard. We're going to make it. We back.
Yep. And if we back. If you don't know how to do it, chat GPT. AI.
I mean, I'll miss
don't,
y'all.
Don't
man.
Get me started we on back. The robot.
AI bro. Is the answer.
We back.
AI got the answer.
Hey Siri. nah, man. Yeah, episode 140. I got it right this time. I ain't got nothing to say, man. If Vic ain't got nothing to say, I'm gonna let Ava walk us out.
Hey man, catch us here, man, because we back in rotation. You know what I mean? We got that thing in rotation. So, you know, pass that off. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We goes in because we the bros. Dynasty bros.
Hey, who verse he coming in with? That's what I'm thinking about. Yours or mine? Yours or mine? Pick. I say mine.
It's the Avo a hoe, man. Avo don't fuck with my verse, man. Avo don't verse. I think so. Fuck that, man. It's because the end, you say the best verse for last. Is it because you ad-lib his shit? Is it because you ad-lib his verse?
Can I give him some love, man?
You just want to hear your ad-libs?
Bruh.
Hey, Bo. Another trophy for the bros.
Come on, man. You see it? That's why I did it. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah. Check us out next week or the week after that. Just, man, we be here. Let's go.
What you playing for? Who we is? We the
bros. Number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast. We just finding out that y'all listen slow.